Small Mum Burby covered her ears with both paws.
Oh, good seasons! 'Tis enough to drive a poor beast to discretion.
Lysian and Giddy were already forming up the letters into a circle. The abbess whispered to Giddy.
She means distraction. Right, let's see what we've got. H-E-I-N-Q-U-G-R-A-H-L-U-N-I-E-H.
Giddy rubbed his paws together, chuckling happily.
Oh, really enjoy doing these puzzles, Mother Abbess.
Brink Greyspoke wiped charcoal dust from his paws in disgust.
Well, I'm glad you do, Giddy, mate. 'Tis all a duck's dinner to me. I'm only good at being a cellar hog.
Giddy addressed Quelt in a bantering manner.
You're the scholar here, sir. I don't suppose you've got the solution yet.
The recorder librarian eyed him severely.
No, I haven't. I don't suppose you've got it in so short a time, young fellow.
Giddy stood up and began pacing the room, clasping his paws behind him. He did a little hop-skip, twirling his bushy tail. Tyria stared at him incredulously.
Giddy, you haven't solved it, have you?
Giddy nodded, smirking like a Dibbon who had evaded a bath.
Got it as soon as I set eyes on it. Straight off.
Mole Mum Burby shook a huge digging claw at him.
Then take a smug look of me face and tell us.
The young squiddle was enjoying his moment. Performing another hop skip, he stuck his nose in the air.
Shan't.
Sister Snowdrop pleaded.
Oh, please tell us. I'll have Friar Bibble cook something special just for you.
Giddy grinned sweetly at her.
No, shan't.
Skipper rose menacingly from his seat.
Tell us right now, you young rip, or I'll kick your fluffy tail down the stairs.
Abbess Lysian cried out severely.
No, you will not, sir.
She cast an icy glance at Giddy before continuing.
I will, and I'll box his ears into the bargain. Come here, you annoying rascal.
She made an undignified charge at Giddy, who fled shouting.